Come on. You told me, Melody, the other.
Yes, I have a couple stories.
Yeah, not couple. You said you have got quite a number of them.
Okay, maybe three.
Come on. You know, the scribe is sitting at the back there. Balnathu.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. You don't worry about that. You just face us. Because you would like to love to have so that others can also share. Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to hear the story of coming to Baba, a story about roses, or a story about Chandra?
Anything and everything that is connected with Mel Baba.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Begin with your, how did you first come in contact with Baba?
Okay.
And then we'll know what it is all about, the next story.
Okay. A friend of mine, Ann Lovett, who has been here three times, Ann and Clay, she comes with her husband Clay last
Oh,
time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I met her at a workshop. It was a workshop that teaches how to, it's called Living Love. And when I went there, we had the same kind of thing of dormitory rooms, and Anne was my roommate. And of all the people at this Living Love Center, I thought Anne was someone that really knew how to live love. She's such a sweet, loving person.
Where was that school?
It was in Oregon. You've met someone from there. It's the Kenkai Center. Ken Keys. He has the Handbook to Higher Consciousness. It's just
one of his former teachers is a Baba lover, and he came here. I can't remember his name. He's been here twice.
Yeah.
So,
what's your name? So I can know the tape.
Melody.
Casca. Where are you from?
Colorado.
Oh. Thank you. I haven't mentioned it.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you, John.
So, anyway, I thought she's the one that's living love more than the people that are teaching it. And she started talking to me about Baba. She just brought Baba into the conversation just so easily. And at first I was fascinated because I thought, oh, she has a guru. I've never met anyone that has a guru. And I just thought, well, that's Anne's.
Guru, yeah.
I thought that's Anne's thing, and just I was fascinated. But she, I wanted to hear more, so she very happily just told me everything that she could about it. And I still was just, oh, that's for Anne. And I did buy a book, that the little thin Everything and the Nothing, I think it was. And when I went home from this workshop, I started reading the book, and I just thought, if this is how Anne got so loving, I don't get it. Because poetry doesn't relate to me, and that's a real poetic type of book. So I put it away for years, and I think it was about 3 years later, I called Anne, and we chatted again, and she again talked about Baba, and again I got curious, so the next day I went to a bookstore, and I saw the book, The Beloved. And I was standing in the bookstore looking through these pictures, and I started feeling all real loving. And I thought, oh, this is a nice bookstore. That's the music. That's why I'm feeling loving. I didn't realize until years later that Baba was just coming out of the book to me. And so I took this book home and put it away. And actually, I had a roommate then, and I showed her the pictures, and she said, oh, he looks like somebody interesting to. I could see getting into him. And let's see, it was my birthday in a couple more months, and I told her, I feel like I want to know, this is just a story of him, I want to know what he said, I want his words. So she didn't know about Baba, but she found out at the Myrtle Beach Center, and she sent away for books, and she got me God Speaks, and The Beams, and all ones that were Baba's words. And when I got them, I thought, I felt like I had a treasure, but I still didn't open the treasure. It was just, I knew it was something real special, but I put it away again for a another year. And then again, I've been out of touch with Anne again because she lives in Arlington, Virginia. And so I called her again and again started thinking, well, I'll read, maybe I'll get this book out and read it. And I remembered that I felt Anne has a personal relationship with God, and I thought, I would really like that. And I wrote her a letter. I told her, I don't know whether it'll be with Christ or Buddha, or maybe it'll be Baba, I don't know. And then I got out the Beloved, and I read it, and my heart started just being captured. And let's see, then I went to visit Anne. And we went, one day we went to go out to sightsee in Washington, D.C., you know, the capital. And when we went to the library to return some books. We never left the parking lot for 4 hours. She sat there. She told me what it was like to be in Baba's tomb, and tears were streaming down just hearing her tell. I felt like I was in Baba's tomb hearing her tell about it. And she said that she was thinking of going to India again, but she didn't want to go by herself. And that planted a seed that maybe I could go there, but I didn't tell her. And when we got back, her husband said, well, did you see all the sights of Washington? Well, how was it? And we told him we didn't leave the parking lot of the library. And he was sitting on the sofa, and he just fell over laughing. And so I didn't tell Anne until I got home. I called her on the phone, and I told her, you know, if you don't find anyone to go to India with you, I might want to go. And she said, oh, I wouldn't have ever thought that you would want to go. And I said, let me go to Myrtle Beach first, because I felt like if I went to India, I didn't want it to just be an adventure. I wanted to go the same reason that she would be going, for Baba. And I said, but I don't know yet. Let me go to Myrtle Beach first. That would bring me in. So when I went to Myrtle Beach, I knew. It just, there, from the time I arrived, I just felt Baba everywhere. I just walked around crying everywhere I went. And so I told Anne, yeah, I'll go to India. So it had only been 2 months that I've really been captured by Baba, that then I was here.
Only two months?
That was 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.